And we are back with another mid-month motivation. Hey y'all, and welcome back to another mid-month motivation. I am standing outside with my horse in the pasture right now, just really enjoying the, I would say, warmth. My hands are freezing. But I am so used to it being 20s and 30s that 50s feels pretty good. So if you hear noises in the background, it's just birds and who knows what else. I mean, there could be a car that passes. Anyway, I wanted to share something that to me is just the sweetest thing ever. So I have always had this problem with spending money on things. And it really bothered me that so many people, you know, were able to buy this or buy that. And I just couldn't bring myself to do what I wanted to or whatever, just because I had this fear of I would use it wrong or shouldn't be using it or whatever. Well, I started talking to a business coach. And she was telling me the only way I'm going to get over my money mindset is if I start spending it. And even though that was really hard for me, it really helped me to get over that hump of not wanting to spend money and not wanting to use it. And somehow God always gives me enough money for what I need, or that He gives me sales, or but that's actually what I wanted to get on here and talk to you guys about. Is I have loved so much, even after changing my money mindset, just shopping with God. And my recent one has been, I really want to start creating some videos for my program. I was thinking make one a week, and there are some other videos I wanted to create, maybe for challenges or just whatever I come up with. And so I didn't want to spend the money on a camera. I figured I'd just use my phone. And I was thinking it was very impractical to, you know, hold the phone. Or I was, at one point I actually made a stand out of a toilet paper roll, and I actually don't even know where that went. I lost it. And for video calls, I actually, because the reception's really bad, I ended up getting a phone holder that would go like on the windshield of a car. And I put that on the window in my room because the reception's pretty good in that spot. But I didn't really want to sit in front of a window or something to record whatever it is I'm recording. So I started just kind of keeping my eye out for different options. And there was one time I saw an advertisement for like a phone stand, and it got, I don't know, they had it about, it looked like it was about 4 feet or so. And I really was thinking, oh, that would be perfect. Like that would be really good. And it looked like you could make it, you could set it on a table, so then that way you could stand up or do whatever. And I was thinking, you know, a longer one would be nice. And it also had like one of those ring lights that you could put over your phone and all the different ways it turned. I was like, that just seems perfect. But the way they were advertising it made me think that's probably out of my price range. Even though I'm willing to spend money on things, I still find it fun to let God, I don't know, bring deals or bring sales or coupons or just whatever. I feel like that is something I have been really enjoying, is shopping with God and really just letting go of what I'm wanting. And because, I mean, I don't need it right now anyway. So just letting Him show me different ways and whatever to get what I'm wanting. And so when I saw the advertisement, I was like, that's probably way too expensive for, because I'm not wanting to spend a whole bunch of money on the stand. I can always improvise. And I kind of just let it go. Well, a few days later, I realized they had a coupon for 50% off. And I was like, oh, you know what? Let's just see what the price is. And I mean, maybe 50% off, maybe it's an okay deal. Well, I got on there and it was about $40. I was like, that seems pretty good. And then I realized it was actually on sale. And I was like, okay. And I also got a, what was it called? A free shipping. So I was like, okay, $40, that seems pretty good. Well, to me, I was thinking that was the 50% off, was the $40, but actually the $40 was on sale. It was originally $60 and $40 was the sale price. And so I'm like, you know what, let's just put it in the cart and see if the 50% off works. And it actually did. So I ended up getting what I was wanting for $20 total. That was it. There was no tax or anything. And so I was pretty excited. And today it came in the mail. And I was like, okay, let's see how this is. I got it out. It looked really nice. And I started opening up and making it taller. And I was expecting it to know, you know, stop at 4 feet and I'd have to put it on a table or whatever. I realized there is 3 extensions on it. So it actually goes to, it's about my height. So it's about 5 feet tall. And I was like, well, that is so cool. So that to me has just been something that has been so much fun for me. And I really, for some reason, feel loved by God when He does that. And I really wanted to just share that story to encourage you to really seek after God and allow Him to love you. Because a lot of times, I know for me, I have a really hard time letting Him love me. Because for one, I may not feel lovable, or I may feel that He isn't love, like He doesn't want to show love. And so that has been something really fun for me. And I really wanted to encourage you guys to just tell God that you would like to allow Him to love you and just see what He does. See if He, I mean, there is so many different ways that you may feel loved, that you may just feel like He is the sweetest person ever. Just allow Him to love you. Go to Him and say, just tell Him your heart. Tell Him, I would like to see, I would like to feel loved. I would like to know what it's like to have a relationship with you. And I would just encourage you to just let Him love you. Just if you just sense His presence and His guidance and everything and realize His hand. I think there's a quote that says, when you seek God's hand, you find His hand in everything. That's not exactly how it is, but that's what I remember right now. I really have enjoyed this and I really think you guys will too. So if you try it, and you find, I don't know, some kind of fun thing that you feel God is doing for you or with you or whatever, just please let me know. I would love to hear the stories because this has become something I'm very passionate about it, is realizing how unique and creative God is and wanting to show His love for us. I mean, if you've never looked up the definition of kindness, I would definitely encourage you to look that up. It just totally transformed my thinking. I never really knew what kind meant. And I'd also encourage you to look up love. And the reason I'm telling you those two words is there's a verse in scripture that, oh, why can't I ever remember the verses when I need them? But it talks about God's loving kindness for us. And so I will put that verse reference in the description down below. That way you can look it up for yourself. But just look up the definition of those two words and it will surprise you, or at least it surprised me, just of how much God really loves us and really wants to care for us. And because we have so many lies, we keep him, like we hold him back almost, like we have an arm's length and we're like, okay, stay this far away, don't come in my space. So just seeing the definition of those words really, really helped me. And I have seen so many different ways, not just with the sales and getting a good deal on something, but just in little things throughout life. One of my new prayers has been to asking God to let me see him work through others. And that has been a lot of fun too, because, you know, if somebody does something nice for you, it's like, oh God, thank you. And that is also the other person doing it, because they are allowing God to work through them. So make sure you say thank you. But just seeing God work through people has been a lot of fun as well. So I'd encourage you guys to, yeah, look up the definition of love and kindness. And then just go to God and ask him to show you his love, to really point you in the direction of realizing how much he loves you. He already knows your heart, so just tell him. Just tell him you don't feel loved if you don't tell him that you don't feel like he cares. Just be honest. And I would just, it's so much fun to allow him to work in us. So I really pray that this was encouraging for you, and that I can't wait to hear any stories or testimonies that you guys have. And I hope you guys have a wonderful few weeks, or it would be 2 weeks. I think these podcasts are about 2 weeks apart, right? Well, I'll see you guys in the next episode.